Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between.
On today's episode, I wanted to share a fun little story that happened to my husband and I this past week. So our farm name is called Running Wild Homestead. We raise our own livestock. We have a big garden. This year's not been the greatest for gardens, but we're trying. Anything we get out of it is a blessing, and I'm going to go with that. But some of the other things that we do, my husband does some woodwork, and we do nuisance trapping, and we do wildlife rehabilitation. It's things that we're getting into. This year, we have gotten a lot of calls regarding nuisance animals. We've moved skunks from under houses. We've moved skunks from under offices. We've pulled raccoons out of the soffit around the roof of a guy's house. We've rescued squirrels. I'm currently rehabbing a small possum who was hit by a car. Her shoulder was busted. And she was really young, so we've been rehabbing her. She's almost ready to be released. She's been a lot of fun. I've never rehabbed a possum before, but she's been really cool. She loves peaches. I think I shared a video of her eating a peach on our my Instagram page. We've rescued squirrels in the past, but this past weekend we got a phone call from a family in another town from us who had been referred to us from some previous customers in the same town. Anyway, they called and said, hey, we had a skunk spray under the house a couple weeks ago and then again 2 days ago. Could you come set a trap and figure out where they're coming? So sure, it's not our first rodeo. We get to the house. It's a beautiful, beautiful house. Landscape is gorgeous. It's old, plantation style. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I go inside and I talk to the owners and kind of walk them through what we're going to do. We've got the traps in the back of the car. We've got our bait. We've got everything ready. Okay. Because when we got there, we figured our adventure would start with setting a couple of traps, going home, and then making the trek twice a day to check the traps and hopefully catch the skunks. So we get there. My husband is climbing under. He's a little guy. I'm like terrified of spiders, so I don't generally do a lot of the climbing under the house thing. I'll hold a flashlight. I'll help with the release. I do the outside of the underside of the house thing because spiders will make me cry. Anyway, he's under the house and I'm talking to the owners, having a lovely chat with the mother. She's a much older lady. I've known her forever. So sweet. It was really nice to chat with her. And you can hear Randy underneath the floor grunting as he makes his way through. And he comes in the house a few minutes later and he goes, "You are not going to believe this." We all look at him and like, what are you talking about? He says, you're not going to believe this. So you guys know there's a well underneath your living room, right? To which the owners were like, yeah, we know, we had it. It's been there forever. It's been filled in. It's just a hole in the ground at this point. Well, Randy can't resist looking in a well. This man finds them out in the woods. He generally marks them for the safety of anybody else out in the woods because these wells are deep. They actually make me extremely nervous. So I don't like heights. And looking down in a well scares me. They make me nervous. So the client is like, yeah, there's a well under there. We filled it in. There's a lid over it. Well, it turns out that these little skunks had come in from one corner. It had kind of a trap door system so they could get in, but they couldn't get out. And you could see their tunnels all over the underside of the house. But Randy thought they, might have gotten out. And He happened to be crawling out the crawl space, and he realized that what he was standing or kneeling on was a trap door. And he could see fresh dirt around it. He's like, I wonder. Well, aside from the fact that he just wanted to look in the well, because wells are fascinating, he opened up the well, and there was a family of skunks staring up at him. And they had obviously been down there for a couple of days, because these poor babies were orange at this point. There were six skunks, and they couldn't get out. They were trapped in the bottom of this well. That was not what we were expecting. Again, we thought we were just going to set traps and call it a day. No, we actually ended up suspending the trapping situation and went on a skunk rescue mission instead. So had to, you know, kind of pivot real quick on what we were doing. We called our client's sister and said, hey, we need a fishing net. To which she brought over us a fishing net. I don't know if y'all can hear my door creaking. My cats are messing with the doors. She brought us a fishing net, and our client had a giant piece of PVC pole. You can actually see a short snippet on my Instagram and Facebook pages that I put together of our skunk rescue. You can see them down in the well. You can see Randy pulling them out with the fishing net and dropping them in a big cardboard box that we got from our client, which I'm really grateful because we couldn't fit six skunks in the big trap that we had brought. It just wasn't big enough, and it just seemed kind of inhumane. So we were given a very large cardboard box, and Randy taped the fishing net to the PVC pipe so that he could get the net down in the bottom of the hole to scoop these skunks out. In the process of rescuing the six skunks that were down there, it was five babies and their mama. Randy discovered that there were two dead baby skunks. Our best guess is maybe when they fell, because it was a 15-foot deep hole, that they died on impact, which is very unfortunate. I hate that. But those skunks had been down there for several days. So they were very hungry, they were very thirsty, and they were very desperate to get out of that well. So I got the box. Randy's down there. He scoops up a couple of them, and he comes out and drops them in the box. And then everybody takes off down these tunnels that they had dug. And he's like, oh no, what am I going to do? So I went to the car, and I got some cheese puffs. And I threw a couple cheese puffs down there, thinking, skunks love cheese puffs. We'll see if they'll come out. We wait a few minutes. One of the little ones sneaks his head out, and he starts to eat a cheese puff. So Randy, with the net, scoops it up, brings it out, put it in the box. I'm watching the skunks in the box while he's watching the skunks in the well. These poor babies are so thirsty. On the ground not far away, there was a styrofoam box. So I pulled the lid off. I scooped out some water from the bird bath. And very carefully, praying to God I do not get skunked or sprayed, I stuck the lid down in the box with the babies, because I think at this point we had three babies. When I tell you these babies were desperate for water, they practically went swimming. They were so thirsty. So got them some water, tossed them a couple of cheese puffs while we waited, and then in just real quick succession, I wouldn't say real quick succession. We had to actually bait again. We poured a little bit of molasses down in the hole. Skunks really like molasses. It's a very strong scent, and it's pure sugar, so skunks love it. So we poured some molasses down in the hole, which, of course, drew Mama and them out of their little burrows as they went for the sweet stuff. So Randy really quickly scooped one, two, dropped them in the box, got Mama, dropped her in the box. You can see in my video, Mama looks up at me and she's like, what are we doing? These skunks realized that we were helping them. They realized that we were not a threat. We never got sprayed. They didn't growl at us. They didn't bite us. Like, they were calm and sweet and just, y'all, skunks are so adorable. I think I have a new favorite animal. They're so cute. But we got all six of the skunks, live skunks, out of the hole, and then Randy fished out the two dead ones because we don't want them rotting under the house. That would have just been horrible. So we fished them out, we bagged them up. The babies and mama were closed up in their cardboard box, and we placed it in my car with the trap and all of that, put everything where it needed to go, and we put six skunks in my car. Y'all, I have a really nice 2015 Ford Explorer. This is our date night family runaround car. This is not our work vehicle. That is my husband's Yukon. So, putting the skunks in my car was a gamble that gave me a little bit of anxiety because if these skunks get spooked, I'm not going to be able to set foot in my car for a long time. It was a little nerve-wracking as we drove them to their release point a little further off of the property. We don't take them very far because skunks, in fact, most nuisance animals, if you catch and release, you need to release them on the same property because they don't do well if you locate them elsewhere. So we drove them to the back side of the property after we sealed up the house and all of the potential ways they could get in so that they couldn't come back. And we took them to the back side of the property and we let them out. And we opened the box and we turned it on its side. And mama comes out. She bumps my husband's finger in a kiss. And then she walks forward a couple steps and she looks back at my husband and she looks back at her babies and starts squeaking. One baby takes off with her and they run off into the woods, and the other four babies are still in the box. These guys refuse to come out of the box. So Randy had to turn the box upside down, and this whole time you can hear Mama. She hasn't gone far. She is squeaking and chittering and chattering at these babies, yelling, "Come on, let's go, hurry up, move it." I mean, I'm sure that's what it sounds like in skunk. I don't know. To me, it was a bunch of chirps and gurgles and chattering. But the babies just kind of poked along. And before they got very far, they all stopped. They all looked at us. And then they took off after Mama. We have a theory, because this isn't the first time that that kind of takeoff has happened for us. Usually, skunks are really good about it. So skunks, surprisingly, are rather gentle creatures. They're very, very calm, patient critters. We've released several skunks, and fortunately, knock on wood, we have not been sprayed yet. And I want to keep it that way as much as possible. But when we go to release skunks, usually they're in a trap because we use live traps, and we'll go down and, we'll open the trap. And the skunk will stop on its way out, bump its nose on our fingers, and then take off running. About 10 feet from the cage, they'll stop, they'll look at us, and then they'll turn around, they'll take off. And it's like they're saying thank you and goodbye. It's really sweet. It's kind of a magical moment. I've shared videos on Facebook and Instagram of this moment happening. I haven't shared one of the six we caught the other day, just because it was really long. But it's really sweet and it's one that I really love. Possums, they just run out. Coons take off. They don't really care about you, but skunks are cute. Skunks are sweet. They always say thank you, and I love that about them. But I'll tell you what though. The whole putting six skunks in my car when we were not intending to put six skunks in my car left my car for 2 days, y'all. 2 days! My car smelled like a skunk. And it wasn't because they sprayed, it was just the residual skunk smell off of a skunk. But my car no longer smells like a skunk, thank goodness. And we rescued six skunks, a mama and her five babies, and it was the most incredible, heartwarming adventure. And the clients that we worked for were so incredibly grateful. They just could not believe it. In fact, Randy and I are still in disbelief that we caught six skunks in the bottom of a 15-foot well underneath a plantation house. Like, that was awesome. And I didn't have to drive back and forth to Ridge Spring every day, twice a day, to check traps. I am currently running traps around the corner from my house. We are trying to catch another coon. I did catch my very first possum, and it's kind of a big deal for me because I've always trapped with my husband, where he does the majority of the trap setting. I just procure the bait and make sure the traps are packed and all of that, and I can check the traps and all of that. But as far as baiting, setting, and catching, I caught my very first possum today. She was a beautiful mama. She was beautiful. She had babies. Or I think she was weaning babies, or she had weaned babies because she was still very, you could tell she had had babies recently. Let's just say that. So I let her go just in case babies were close by and she was still weaning them. I'd rather err on the side of caution. But one of the cool things, though, when I was over there baiting the traps yesterday, the trap that caught the coon or the possum this morning. In the backyard of my client's house, there were four baby deer, two sets of twins. One of the mamas, we call her Gimpy. She walks with a limp. We think she was hit by a car at one point. But one set of those were her twins, and then the other set of twins belonged to her Gimpy's daughter from the year prior. So it was really fun to see all four babies together in the backyard. But I just wanted to share my sweet little skunk story with you because it was such an exciting moment and it was so cool, and I thought everybody would like to enjoy it. So until next time, guys, be blessed and be safe.